This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I know that Ross Tucker is a very bright man. Such a variety of ways to consume the work of Ross Tucker, too. Sirius XM NFL Radio, calling games on Westwood One, The Athletic, too, right? The Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Have I missed anything, Ross? I don't think I've missed anything. Cartoon Network? Do they have a Ross Tucker cartoon
no,
yet?
No Cartoon Network yet, but I am the radio.com NFL insider, which
there
is
you go,
cool.
See?
I like being an insider. I like that somebody gave me the title of insider.
All right, I'm keeping this really sort of nebulous and sort of stupid today. So we're not getting into any depth about any offseason moves or anything. I have some suggestions to the NFL that if I was made commissioner that I would change about NFL scheduling. So I want to run a couple of them by you, and then I want to ask you, as a former player, what the ideal schedule actually is when it's revealed. And by the way, my insiders tell me the 18th. So just put it on your calendar. My insiders tell me it'll be the 18th, even though the NFL hasn't given out the date yet. My idea is this. Every team in the NFL opens up with a divisional game. And every team in the NFL closes the season with two divisional games, one home, one on the road. So three of your six divisional games are played guaranteed week one, week 16, week 17. Do you like it? Do you not like it?
I do like it. They already do week 17.
I know they do 17.
And they try to do, I think, week 16, if you look at it more and more each year. So here's the trade-off, John. You can do that, right?
Right.
They have all these algorithms. You can put that into the computer, and it'll only spit out schedules that have what you're saying. The concern is that television inventory, right? Like, that's always priority one,
right,
is making sure they have great games Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, the Sunday late afternoon window. So I think they could do it, and I think the television windows that matter the most to them could still be good. But if you're when you mandate certain games have to be played certain weeks, then you might have a smaller inventory of primetime games to choose from. That's the concern.
That would be the concern there. Okay, another thing.
But I don't think it would be. I think they could still get. I don't think that's a big enough deal. It's not like you're saying. Chiefs Patriots has to be week 7. You know what I mean? There's still
right, exactly.
Other games, but I think they could still have a good TV schedule. But what they would tell you is the more mandatory things they put into the computer, you're necessarily limiting on some level what your primetime TV games are.
I would also have President's Day weekend Super Bowl. Two bye
1,000%.
Weeks. Two bye weeks with an 18 game schedule. I mean 16 game schedule with two byes. I meant 18 week schedule. You get two byes, and that would be an 18. So there's 18 weeks of NFL games. You play 16, and you end up with the Super Bowl being President's Day weekend. Then everybody has off on Monday.
How about this? How about 19 weeks?
Okay,
everybody plays 17 games. There's two byes, because for a while they were talking about playing 18 games.
Okay.
I'm saying 17 games, and every team plays one neutral site game. So the Mexico City game, the London games, you know, we can play a game in China, a game in Toronto, whatever. The point is, nobody loses a home game then.
Okay.
There's no competitive disadvantage. Nobody loses a home game. Everybody plays 17. And so your one extra game is a neutral site game, so it's totally even there. You add an additional week, an additional bye for that. So you have 19 weeks of television inventory,
wow,
which, as you know, John, would be a lot more money
oh, yeah.
for the players.
Okay,
a
here's
more.
Okay, so when schedule comes out, and I admit, I am the biggest dork for the NFL schedule. I am so excited already for the NFL schedule to come out in like 10 days. I can't wait. But when you, as a former player, when you got your hands on the schedule, first of all, how anxious were you to see it? And what would you have wanted to see? How would you have wanted to see it break out? Is there anything that you would have cared about?
Okay, so number one, I got to put a quick plug in. You know Warren Sharp, the analytics guy?
Yes.
He is on my podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
I have heard him before. Oh wow,
yeah,
tomorrow?
And tomorrow he's breaking down how he determines toughest and easiest schedule. So he takes all the Vegas season win total numbers, and then he can spit out which team has the easiest schedule, which team, because you don't do it by last year's record.
Sure.
You do it by what Vegas is expected win total is for the teams for this year. And it's really interesting. Like, the Texans had the easiest schedule in the NFL last year. They have the toughest schedule in the NFL this year. Like, we already know that. We just don't know when the games are being played or whatever, but we already know that. So it was really interesting. So I encourage people to check that out.
Check it out tomorrow.
And, yeah, exactly. And then, John, the first thing I looked at was always, when's the bye week? Because, you know, you get one weekend off, and I always looked at it because I wanted to see, hey, is it, you know, my college alma mater's homecoming, or do they have a home game?
Oh, okay.
My high school team playing. So, and what I would say is, one thing they've tried to get better at, which I think is good, it's not cool when the bye week is early in the year. I had a bye week one time in Buffalo. It was week three or week four, and that just was not cool. There's something to be said for being able to look forward to that. It's like you have some, you know, you got a break coming. You know, you have light at the end of the tunnel. Meanwhile, when you have the bye early, it really, the rest of the season becomes a grind. So now some of that's luck, right? Like, what if you have three guys that sprain their MCLs in week three? Then maybe you want a week four bye. So some of that's just luck. But as a player, one of the things I would say is try to get the byes all between like week 7 and week 10 if they can. Because some of them I feel like are too early, but they've done a better job. I don't think we've seen any week four byes in a while.
No, it seems like they've done a little better job with that. Ross Tucker joining us here. So, of the if I was to tell you the team that had the best offseason, just one offseason team, the best team this offseason that is better than the last time they walked off the field is which team?
You know, this is going to surprise you. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. They added 6 offensive linemen that are all veterans that can all start and are all pretty good, and that was significant. They have a couple receivers they brought in, including Cole Beasley in the slot so that, you know, Josh Allen can get some easy completions. Obviously, they got John Brown going deep threat. They brought in a tight end as well and Tyler Croft. I just liked it. The Bills basically got a whole new offense other than LeSean McCoy and Josh Allen, and their defense was already pretty good. So now it's just a matter of how quickly those guys come together. The other team, I think, it's hard not to say the Jets. Now, you know, maybe they overpaid for some of those guys, but to bring in a player and a leader like C.J. Mosley on defense, and then you get Crowder and Le'Veon Bell to give Darnold some easy completions. They already have Robbie Anderson as the deep threat. I like teams that bring in easy completions and matchup guys like slot receivers, like a running back that's tough to get out of the backfield like Le'Veon Bell. I think that really helps young quarterbacks like Darnold and Allen.
All right, tell me, with Mother's Day right around the corner, because I'm thinking about this too. In fact, we're going to take advantage of it. Tell people about MyFrontPageStory.com.
Well, I told you about this at Valentine's Day.
At the
Day,
Super Bowl. Now, you told me the Super Bowl leading up to Valentine's Day, but I saved it for Mother's Day. And my daughter's going to
nice.
Do it.
Well, it's literally, John, the best Mother's Day gift I'm aware of. You talk to a reporter on the phone for 10 minutes while you're like driving to Chipotle or something, and you tell them how great your mom is or how great your wife is if you want to get it for your wife for a Mother's Day gift. They write an unbelievable story about your wife or your mom. They send it to you. You frame it. You give it to your wife or mom. I guarantee she cries. Guarantee.
See, that's great.
I've
mom
seen it
cry.
In person. MyFrontPageStory.com. I guarantee your mom and or wife will cry when you give it to them. MyFrontPageStory.com.
Make mom cry this mother. Well, no, that's probably not a great. It could be a slogan. Hey, Ross, always appreciate it, buddy. Take care. We'll be following.
All right, see you, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.